Hello everyone, I'm going to demonstrate an app that I built using Microsoft Project Siena. The app is called Bridge Tutor and it's about evaluating your own hand in Bridge using two common strategies, as well as evaluating what is the best contract, game contract, given partnership hands. These are two very common problems and I as a Bridge teacher have always found it quite useful to have that knowledge and be able to practice it. So I'm going to select my bridge hand. I'm going to tap on the button. And this is the total deck of cards. I'm going to select my hand. I'm going to select some random cards. I'm going to, let's say, king, jack, maybe some small. And ten of clubs. Now, I can explore the two strategies, Goren counting and Bergen counting, that are for evaluating my own hand. So I'm going to pick Goren counting. And in this strategy is fairly simple. There are literally four rules to it. And following these rules, I can figure that I have, let's say, 16 points in this hand. I can tap on see answer. And indeed, I do have 16 points. The app tells me what are the contributing factors to this determination, 16 points. So these are the contributing factors, and this, the plus 4 or plus 3, is the relative weight of each of the cards using this strategy. Now, I can go to the Bergen counting, which is a little bit more complicated. It contains in itself the Goren counting as a subset, but that's additional distributional and Trom-based rules. Using this strategy, I'm required to select a Trom suit, and in this case it seems reasonable that spades would be a Trom suit given the length of spades. So using this strategy, I can tap the C answer and I can see that I have 18 points. And I can see here in the bold statement the rules that do apply to this particular hand. I can dynamically change the trump suit, let's say, to hearts. And immediately the rules that do apply and the scoring changes. You get the point. I can always go back. I can go back and I can explore different approach. Now, let's do something different. Let's go to the partnership hand builder. And in this screen, I'm going to build my partner's hand so that I can evaluate partnership hands, basically using two hands, figuring out what is the best contract to bid, to announce. So in this case, I'm going to roll the dice. And in this case, the computer gave me probably too strong of a hand, but I'll use it anyway. I'll tap in the contracts quiz, and in this case, in this screen, you're presented with three possible options, guessing what is the best contract to bid. It's the three node trump class of contracts, four major class of contracts, and five minor class of contracts. In this case, it seems that either four spades or three node trump would be a great contract. I'll pick four major, and indeed I get 100% of the 100% of the points, 100% chance of making it, which is pretty decent. Now the 85, 100%, 50% don't really explain to me in detail why, what is behind this number, what made me decide on this number. So I'm going to learn that, I'm going to tap on the details, and I can see what are the contributing factors in terms of thumbs up and thumbs down to a contract. In this case, you can see that four major has a couple of thumbs down. Fortunately, the impact of these rules are not too high, so still four major is still a pretty good contract. I can always go back, completely change the cards that my partner has, go to the let's add an ace here and remove an ace here because the hand becomes really, really too strong. We'll go back to the contract squeeze, and in this case I do feel a 3-0 trump would be a great contract, and still actually still 4 spades is considered better. Anyway, the point here is that this is an app that is built with Project Siena that enables a domain expert to convey their expertise in a modern application modern application way. Now, what is more interesting is the pattern that this application demonstrates. So, in this case, the domain was the bridge game. However, the same educational pattern that this app uses can be successfully applied to workforce education, high school education, university education, trainings of all sorts, etc. So it is not confined to games. The project was built, the app was built with Project Siena in very, very short time, beating by orders of magnitude the development of such app using other programming methods. Thank you very much.